you love what you do, you never work a day in your life, you know?
I mean, that's false, but I hear you.
Hey, Devin, you guys have a long road trip coming up, like 8-9 days. You did that something similar in 2014. When you had that. What does that do? What does that do for you guys, like being on the road so long?
I think it brings us together. It's kind of like that, you know, I always compare it to that college atmosphere of, you know, meetings, football. You know, when we're here, it's home to your families. But when we're on the road, it's, you know, kind of like back to the dorms, back to your, you know, your off-campus house, hanging out with the guys. But, I mean, Matty P has just said it too. I mean, all of that is cool and everything. But the biggest thing is we want to go out there and win these games. And, you know, that makes it all worth it, you know, when you go out there and win these games. So no matter what, I think that has to be our focus on playing well and going out there getting a win, not just, you know, all the different things that come along with being on the road for an extended period of time.
Does being in a new environment for a week and away from your family, is that make it more difficult to prepare, or are there fewer distractions because you guys are here on your own, you know?
This is being taped. If I say that sounds bad for my family.
No,
I mean, obviously I think it helps prepare, you know, as far as, you know, being able to watch film together. When you're in a hotel together, you know, it's easy to shoot a text to, you know, a group of DBs or the offensive line or defensive line, linebackers. You know, it's easy to shoot a text, hey, you guys want to watch film at, you know, 7 o'clock? And, yeah, you know, so that always helps. You know, when we were in San Diego, we were able to do that. And it's a little different than when we're here, you know, from 8 a.m. to whatever time, and you know, guys have different responsibilities that they get to at the end of the day, you know, where sometimes you get some extra time, sometimes you don't. You know, on the road, you know, we're right there, you know, we're three doors down from each other, we can always do that. So as long as you work and do it, it can help preparation.
We've heard from a lot of guys this week have talked about what's difficult, what's the most difficult thing about playing in Denver. Bill has talked about it. Tom, what in your experience makes it so difficult on a regular basis, fairly consistent basis of last year's, when it comes to playing in Denver?
Since I've been here, they've just been a really good football team. You know, I think it's the same thing for teams that have to come play here. You know, it's the crowd helps, the weather helps, but I mean, if the football team's not good, it's not really going to matter. And I think, you know, that's been the biggest thing. When we go out there, you know, they're a competitive team. There have always been games that are, you know, big in the sense of it means something, you know, the crowd's into the game, and you know, it's been hard to just win because they're good, and you know, you're going on the road, which is already hard, and you know, play one of the top teams in the AFC on the road, it's going to be difficult. So you know, I think we know that, but you know, we don't harp on it. We know it's going to be tough, we know it's going to be a game that's going to come down probably to the last couple minutes of the game, whether we're on offense or defense, of, you know, trying to go win the game. I mean, every year it's kind of, you know, come down to that. Even last year, where it wasn't, you know, a last second play, but it was, you know, back and forth all the way to the end. And, you know, we know it's going to be no different this week.
How would you characterize their group of wide receivers between Demarius and Sanders and the rest of those guys?
Very talented. They got a chance, you know, to make big plays at all times. You know, even a guy like McKenzie that doesn't play a lot, but when he comes in, he has a role. And if, you know, you're asleep at the wheel, you know, he'll take off and he'll score. So, and I think the thing is with them, a lot of those guys are in, you know, whether it's Fowler or Lattimore, they're all in there playing. You know, obviously, you know, Sanders and Thomas get all the attention, but all of those guys are in there, whether it's Osweiler or Simeon, they throw the ball around the field. It's not just, you know, let's throw the ball to Thomas and then Sanders back-to-back. Let's just keep, you know, they spread the ball around. So they have a talented group. And, you know, it's not an offense where you know, like, this guy's going to be here, this guy's going to be there. Let's set the game plan. You know, those guys are all over, and they put them in different spots. So it makes it tougher to kind of just zero in on one thing.
Is this just like back in the day when you guys kind of play the Colts every year? Like, you just get in the kind of mood of that we're going to play Denver every year?
Yeah, it's like a division game now, you know. Since I've been here, it feels like we've played them every year, and a lot of times it's been there. So it just feels like one of those games, like you said, we know, you know, we're going to play them, and usually if they don't end up on the schedule, you know, we find a way to play them later in the playoffs, or, you know, for some years just playing them twice.
Coach Belichick has got 269 career wins. If he gets another, he'll tie Tom Landry for third on the all-time list of all coaches. Just from having played for him since 2010, what would you say makes him one of the coaches that's in that discussion among the all-time?
preparation. You know, he always says coaching, you know, players win games, coaches usually lose games. So, you know, I think for us as players, we know going in, you know, especially for me, I know going in, no matter who we play, no matter how good they are, what they've done, and I know we'll be prepared to have a chance to win. And, you know, I don't know if it's like that everywhere. I've only been here. So I think him just always giving his team a chance to win each week by making sure we're well-prepared and, I mean, everything a team could do. You know, we watch countless plays, and you can talk to offense or defensive guys. We usually know what the other team's defense is going to do just from sitting in squad meetings and Bill in the morning going through, you know, whether it's 2 minute, 4 minute, first down, you know, drive starters, third down, red area. Like, we go through so many different situations that it's hard to not be prepared, you know, for a team. And that doesn't mean you're always going to win, but it gives you a chance.
Devin, how has Theron Harmon evolved as a leader? And in your eyes, what makes him a good captain for this defense?
I think it's just him being himself. I think he's been a guy that's been younger, so he's got to be around a lot of different great leaders that we've had here, especially on defense, whether that's been, you know, Mayo, Vince, and seeing a bunch of guys, you know, I think as he's kind of come up from a rookie till now, you know, was a veteran, one of the more veteran players on the team, I think he's seen that. And I think he learned that, you know, for his leadership role, just being himself. You know, when he feels like something needs to be said, he speaks. If not, he continues to do what he's done since he's been here, just work hard and lead by example. So I think it's always good when you can come up and, you know, see other leaders around you that have done a great job. You get to learn different things from them and, you know, learn how to input leadership into who you are as a person.
You guys have talked about in the past how chemistry and communication are important in the secondary. When you have as many guys as you do, it looks like, you know, especially at that corner spot where, you know, Gilmore's back and practicing now, we've seen Roe out there the last couple of days. How does that help the chemistry that you guys have back there, or is it tough to maintain that chemistry when there are so many pieces that you're working
with? I think it just continues. I think the harder thing is, you know, when new guys come in, like when Bad came in there and had to play more snaps, it was making sure we were all on the same page. You know, once the guys are in there, that communication and chemistry just continues to build. You know, so like, you know, Batamosi's communication and chemistry doesn't change now that Steph's back. You know, we just become stronger as a unit, you know, with a guy that probably didn't know as much before and have as much chemistry with us as a group because he just wasn't out there a lot, who then got to play in a bunch of games and start and play a lot of plays. Now, you know, Bat coming in, you know, Steph coming in, it doesn't matter. The chemistry and communication is there. That's not saying it's perfect, but it's something now that we have a foundation. We have, you know, we've all worked together enough, and all of those guys are back out in practice, so that that always helps and improve it because in this league, it's a constant improvement because each game you play now, teams are drawing things up that they think can beat you. So that continues to stress your communication. I mean, it'd be easy if every play, you know, if we ran, we just keep seeing it over and over again. But now teams are trying to, you know, see what you do defensively and, you know, do this because they see it'll be hard for us. So, you know, all of that stress, you know, helps communication. And you hope you, with time, you continue to build on that. And even when you see things that you haven't seen before, you know, the chemistry and communication helps you get through and play the next play.
When you have that many guys, is there ever an uncertainty when it comes to roles? And you guys obviously only have so much practice time. I'm sure reps are kind of limited too. Is it, I don't know, is there, does it make, it seems like you guys have a surplus of corners, which you would think is a good thing, but I don't know if it limits the number of reps you can take with, you know, one or two different guys.
Yeah, see, that's why I play and don't coach. That's a coach's question. But I think the best part is we have great depth, and we have a lot of guys that want to play and can play. So you never can go wrong with that.
Last question. About it a little bit before, but going on the road for an extended period of time, that's not something new for this team. You guys did it back in 2014. What positives did you as a team gain out of that experience together?
I thought it was great just the time we were in San Diego with that team because that team was – a little similar to this team where we had newer guys that had came in and were playing big roles that year. And, you know, time just went. You know, we started off that season, I think, 2-2, and we just continued to get to know each other. And I thought, you know, that happened it's probably somewhere around mid or towards the latter part of the year where we got to continue to build on our camaraderie and our chemistry, offense, defensively as a team. And I thought, you know, having that road trip, especially because we started off going to Green Bay losing, and then having a week that was kind of unknown on the road, I thought we all kind of came together and you know, put a lot into an atmosphere in San Diego, a night game, where, you know, they were playing tough, and, you know, the game kind of came down to a couple plays that changed momentum. And I really thought that kind of steamrolled that year, where we kind of went on a roll after that. Not saying that that'll happen this year, but I thought that was just good for us as a group.
Thanks, Doug.
Thank you.